found poem. I'll always remember the time the aliens made us do it. Compiled by Byronic. Read by Myfic. Fandom: Stargate Atlantis. Pairings: Rodney McKay, John Shepherd. Ronan Dex, John Shepherd. Rodney McKay, others. John Shepherd, others. The ratings mature, and the tags include dubious consent. Notes: an attempt at a found poem for my kink bingo voyeurism square. Every line comes unedited from a pre-existing story. Inspired by Lina Bean's brilliant SGA Storyfinders-based found poems. Thanks times 10 to Sin for coming up with the idea, tracking down some fix, making me finish this, and cutting the two unnecessary endings. And thank you to everyone who's written an SGA AMTDI story. This is my love song of sorts to them. The people of PXH158, M3K452, P5J211, had asked Shepherd's team to stay for a festival. There's just the matter of the welcoming and friendship ceremony, the purification ritual, the fertility ritual, the offering ceremony, the harvest festival, a ritual of trust. The entire village was waiting anxiously for the ceremony to start. Dr. McKay desecrated the temple of Taratha. He insulted our ancestors and implied we did unclean things with livestock. It is the only way to gain access to the secret chamber. Please, Dr. McKay, I must ask you not to touch the tablet. The altar must be purified. Reparations must be made. Through the spilling of the offender's vital essences. Dr. McKay is to be the sacrifice. Dr. McKay will be prepared. He must be disgraced. They consider it a celebration of life. It's not dangerous or anything. If they get a peep show, they'll trade. Or they'll kill you. They are disarmed. Taken. Taylor apologizes again for not remembering the tribe's complex system of taboos. Evidently he was to bathe. They dressed him in a red robe. The metaphor was obvious. He could hear himself breathing. He felt numb, terrified maybe, bewildered and angry, and incredibly turned on. He was confused. John felt a tingle of nervousness run through him. It was like being in a dream. He was going to get ceremoniously fucked on centre stage with an audience. He was going to make John Shepherd blow him in the middle of an amphitheatre full of voyeuristic aliens to make amends for Rodney's obscene hand gesture. John had to be earning big karma points for this one. The arena was nearly overflowing with people. The temple, the stone circle, a single long room lit by what looked like oil lamps. The ceremonial mating chamber was filled with people, a couple hundred spectators. He couldn't tell how many were watching. It appeared at least half of the village had come to see the strangers. We're dealing with some very kinky little aliens here. He could practically smell the sexual panic in the air. There must be witnesses to the ritual. He had no doubt there would be witnesses. They bring Lorne out first. Major Shepherd was being led into the temple. Rodney's knees were shaking as he walked out into the open. Holy shit, it was Cadman. David Parrish was naked and buckled over some kind of wooden stand. Rodney laid him down and hooked his strapped wrists to the low platform. They began tying his wrists. A guard, grimacing, unbuttoned John's BDUs and opened up his fly. Ronan's big hands slid the pants down his legs, stripping him, leaving all of his most vulnerable areas displayed for the public. His cock strained painfully. Ronan made a strangled noise. The fancy dress people stirred and murmured. John was standing naked now. All eyes shifted toward them. Plenty of people were looking at them in a way you would punch somebody for on the street. Then the lights dimmed. The stage was brightly lit. The air was filled with a sweet, tantalizing scent. He could tell that the ceremony with the sex was about to begin. Rodney sat on the edge of the bed. John climbed slowly onto the dais. John put a steadying hand on his arm. John brought his hands into the action. He reaches out to unzip Rodney's pants. The woman's hands began sliding up Rodney's calves. The man knelt down and rubbed the oil into John's legs. Rodney stroked his forearm, sliding his fingers around John's cock to stroke it gently. John immediately went tense. John didn't want to feel like this. John definitely liked it. He's pretty relaxed now. He sinks. Rodney felt a worrying rush of blood southward. Some days he wished he'd stayed in Canada. Then he suddenly bent down and kissed him, and Rodney kept kissing him. Pushed in the first two fingers. All he could do was lie there and take it, under the watchful eye of the leader. He realised he was hard. Everyone is staring at him, and maybe giving performance points. He closed his eyes. He didn't have time to be mortified. John's going to have to do this with his eyes open. He held Rodney's gaze. It was good that Rodney was turned on. The major captured his gaze again, giving Rodney something to focus on and preventing him from looking at the sea of faces. He stared into the major's eyes and tried to imagine that he was in Atlantis. Rodney trying to make this as easy on John as he could. He didn't want to think about the crowd. It was unnaturally quiet. Several people in the audience moaned softly. The chanting resumed. Rodney sucked. John pushed. Brings his hand down on Rodney's bare ass. His hand, Rodney's hand, was... Maybe there was an advantage in being stuck in a bad sci-fi porn plot. John becomes aware of his audience. Ronan, Taylor, Elizabeth and Caldwell. Lorne and two Marines. Beckett and a nurse. Zelenka and Simpson on the floor with laptops. Rodney standing over him. Chuck. The DeLoreans. The Pleka. The Idjan. The leader of the Thrall. A number of Brogians, these villagers, the cheerful locals, the chanting spectators and their stinky candles, a priestess in a deep purple robe, men in dark green robes, the head of the Holy Order, hideously unattractive priests with large penises, three of them, plus Collier, the lab table, the command chair, the city's AI, jumpers 4 through 8. They have a camera in here somewhere. Other people had come to watch too. They make John watch. Watch me, John orders. And Sam couldn't look away from the place where they were joined. Elizabeth was just staring. She couldn't help it, not really. These were her friends, her teammates, and she shouldn't be watching them. And they were both naked now. John watched, transfixed. He couldn't seem to help himself. The fierce desire to watch. The horrifying certainty that the respectful thing to do was to avert his eyes. And she was seeing something in front of her that was out of her deepest, darkest fantasies. Like the really good porn, the kind that makes you flush and feel guilty for watching. Watching this was making Rodney uncomfortably hard. Rodney stared at John's half-hard dick, tucked against his balls. The minute motions of Shepard's hips were mesmerising. John pressed his hand against the erection throbbing in his pants. He stared as Rodney's hand disappeared between the press of their bodies. It was surreal and crazily erotic. He'd read SG-1 reports that read less like porn than this. He really had to stop looking, damn it. Holy shit! Oh my! Elizabeth says, and Taylor's eyebrows disappear under her hairline. This was one thing you should never see your colleague doing. Collier was watching avidly. The biggest man was watching too, licking his lips. The chief adjusts his leather skirt. They were all aroused. More and more people came in from outside and joined in the chanting. The Bekai'd started lining up. Sure, they all enjoyed it. Voyeurs, all of them. Why couldn't they just download their porn onto their computers like everyone else? The blindfold. Rodney put it over his eyes. Now he didn't have to see all the Katiaians lining the tiers, watching. If he couldn't see them, he could pretend they couldn't see him. All those greedy, hungry eyes, crawling over his skin. ZPM, Rodney thought, desperately. And oh God, the crowd. He imagined all those thousands of faces watching. Imagined what he looked like. Imagined what Rodney looked like. Those people, cool eyes watching them. To see him spread out like this, watching him want it. He's heaving and panting for air. And women were touching him. And Major Shepherd was looking at him, watching him being touched. Rodney was seeing this. Seeing him. Rodney McKay is looking at my ass. He was only vaguely aware that the crowd around them had gone still. The curl of shame and humiliation in his belly expanded. John wants to cry. It's so good. It makes his skin hot, his fingertips prickle. It makes his gut clench and his balls pull up. Rodney might have whimpered. The pleasure was intense. The crowd seemed to be holding its breath. It only takes two or three good pulls, and he comes. Two strokes before he was coming hard, shooting cum over his belly, onto the ground between them. He striped Rodney's face with semen. He slams back into himself with people ogling him. Everyone was staring industriously at the floor. They were both still breathing heavy when the applause began. Distantly, Rodney heard the crowd give a cheer. "Well now, that was quite a show," the first man says. "His pants have at least three separate wet spots on them." John could still feel the weight of many gazes. The priest untied the ropes. The villagers were all moving out. Rodney was duly chastened, and everyone was free to go. It was all a damn mess. "Well," said John at last, "this is awkward. Repress and deny." This was definitely not going in the mission report. Jesus, he'd come, even with all of them in the room, watching him, wanting to see him submit and lose it. He and his team leader just masturbated each other in the town square, in front of the entire population of an alien city. He'd gotten hard where they could all see him. They'd seen him like that. They'd seen that he liked it.